Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I will be talking about The Machine, a stand-up comic and podcaster and famous party guy. Bert Kreischer made a movie about a trip that he went on with one of his college Russian classes sent him to Russia. And he ended up accidentally robbing a train with the Russian mafia. He tells this story in his stand-up, and it's kind of made him who he is today as a comedian. And this movie is kind of semi-based on that story. So I'm going to give you my full thoughts on Bert and on this movie right after this. So like I said, Bert Kreischer is mainly a stand-up comedian. He did have some shows on the Travel Channel a while back, and he's done several game shows and TV shows since then, but he's mainly just a stand-up comic and a podcaster at this point. And he can be a bit of a lot. His personality is large and loud, and that's his style of comedy, and if you're not into that, then you're probably not going to like this movie. Then it's not going to be your cup of tea, because this film is essentially all about him and his story. And so I would recommend, he has several Netflix specials, and you can see his podcast and his stand-up clips on YouTube. So if you want to know the backstory to this movie, I would definitely just Google or go on YouTube and just type in Bert the Machine and, the stand-up story of him telling about how he robbed a train when he was in college with the Russian mafia will come up. Now, with that being said, I've never really seen him act in anything before. But he's essentially, he is playing himself, and his character's name is his name. He is playing himself, and he's good at that. So I can't really judge his acting skills. It's kind of hard to tell because he is playing himself. So, if he's going to make a movie, this would be the one to make. If he is going to act, then this is the movie that he would act in. So the story, like I said, that it's based on is that when he was in college, he was taking a Russian class, and the class took a trip to Russia, and he made friends with the kind of Russian bodyguards that were there that worked for the mafia that were protecting the class, and he ended up robbing the train. He robbed the food cart. He robbed all of his classmates because he was friends with these Russian mafioso type guys. And that's the real story. The real story is so far-fetched that people don't even believe that it's true, but he swears up and down that it's a true story. And that he really did that. And he's kind of built his career off of the popularity of this story. And this fake story that is kind of a continuation of that, where he goes back and goes back to Russia as an adult, and the Russian mafia wants revenge for the things that he did on the train when he was in college, is even more crazy. It's an action comedy in the style of, like, I don't know, Rush Hour or a movie like that, where, you had a famous stand-up comedian and he's doing action sequences, and there's lots of inside jokes, which is another reason why if you're not a fan of Bert, then you're probably not going to like this movie, because you're not going to get some of the inside jokes. If you know him, you know his comedy, you know his podcast, then it'll make this film more enjoyable. Like I said in the previous review of Indiana Jones, I don't think this movie is going to bring in any new fans. It's not going to endear any new fans to Bert. if you are already haven't developed a liking to him, which he can be a bit of an acquired taste at times. It's an okay movie. Action sequences were fine. Some of the inside jokes were pretty funny, but you could definitely tell in the audience that I was in, you can definitely tell who were Burt fans and who was not. And you could even hear, after an inside joke happens, you can even hear people whispering, Burt fans whispering to their non-Burt fans an explanation of the inside joke. So I think that's definitely an issue. There are brief and there were brief moments of gore and blood that I was not expecting. He so Burt punches this guy in the throat, and his fist physically goes into the guy's neck, and that was completely off tone and totally caught me off guard, and it was played for laughs. And I just thought, like, it was such a complete departure from what the rest of the movie is that it didn't really fit. It kind of took me out of it a little bit. So I would just say that it's an okay movie. It's not great. There are some laughs. There is some fun action. But like I said, it probably won't convert anyone to the Burt cause. But his fans will probably love it. But thank you guys so much for listening. You can subscribe here for new episodes. Don't forget to check me out on Twitter at SMG Reviews and on my film blog 1001 filmblog.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.